there's a power to these women that stand on stage with these guys.
It's a bit of a walk. That walk to the front is complicated.
Spotlight with women in music. Spotlight on women in music. Miguel Hunter. Spotlight on women in music. Spotlight on women in music with Miguel Hunter.
Some may refer to her as a maverick, and why not? Annie Lennox earned the title. Scottish singer, songwriter, and now political activist. As a vocalist and performer, Annie Lennox gained moderate success in the late 70s as part of the new wave band, The Tourists. International success would follow, with fellow musician Dave Stewart forming Eurythmics. All eyes were on Annie Lennox, the singer whose powerful androgynous look went against the grain of the typical 80s girlish pop star fresh face look. The music video, Sweet Dreams Are Made of These, helped to propel Annie Lennox to becoming a household name and a relatable visual image icon for the LGBTQ+ community.
I wanted to be a powerful performer, and I wanted to resonate with people in a certain way. And I definitely, by the time Dave and I formed Eurythmics, I definitely had the sense of who I was and what I wanted to do. And it was in partnership with Dave, who's a man, and the sense of being equals, almost like twins on the stage. Like, we were each other's muse, if you like. It was powerful to wear a man's... I mean, I didn't always wear a man's suit. I wore all kinds of costumes. I mean, you know, that was one way to perform that made people think and had a very, very strong, powerful image, if you like.
Annie Lennox was trained as a classical performer, studying piano and flute. Questionably, she covered the Billie Holiday classic, Strange Fruit. With it came criticism, along with Annie Lennox's inability to recognize or connect the tragedies of lynching. When asked about why she decided to re-record the song, her answer was rather convoluted.
Racism, bigotry, hatred to me is so appalling and so shocking. And as a musician, I've been so fortunate because I've been able to be part of music making with people from all different cultures, with different colors of skin, different creeds. And I felt that it's such a healing thing that it brings people together.
This international activist, a global feminist, notable for raising money and awareness for HIV/AIDS as it affects women and children in Africa and around the world, numerous charity campaigns, and a champion of humanitarian causes, inspired by the artistry of Bob Marley. The 80s showed Annie Lennox pushing the boundaries of dressing differently, being empowered and on equal playing ground, regardless of sexual orientation. It also helped to promote her cause of inclusivity, regardless of your beliefs, religion, or gender. For Spotlight on Women in Music, heard Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:20, I am Mikkel Hunter.